Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Many people don't realize that among the great missionaries to the colonies of these United States was actually a Lutheran. His name was Henry Melchior Muhlenberg. He came from a place in Germany, Halle. It was kind of a hotbed of the German Lutheran experience. And he had heard that the church in America was in need of organization and help, that it was really in trouble. And so at great personal expense to himself, he left Germany and he went to London. And there in London, he learned English customs and ways, especially the language. And then he made the arduous journey across the Atlantic to the colonies of these United States. He came here to what he called the Ecclesiae Plantanda. That in Latin means the church that is yet to be planted. And he worked tirelessly to establish the Lutheran Church in the United States. In fact, if you want to make a historical tour, the first Lutheran church, one of the first Lutheran churches, we have a lot of dueling, battling ones, is actually outside of Philadelphia called the Trap Church, and it was originally a barn. It was there where he preached and organized the church. He gave the United States many different things. One of them was his son, Peter. If you're a fan of colonial American history, you'll remember Peter Muhlenberg, who was a pastor like his father. Only there was one distinction. Right before the Revolution, he preached his final sermon, and then he took off his preaching robe, and underneath he was wearing the uniform of a general in the Continental Army, and he fought for the American Revolution. But Henry Melchior Muhlenberg also gave us many insights into ministry. And one of his greatest insights is this bittersweet, mournful insight that he gives in his diary. He says, you want to know what the church's ministry is all about? He said, it's like this. I have a hen who roosts in the window outside of my bedroom. And whenever she's sitting on her eggs, she's there and eventually they hatch, and then she dutifully brings the chicks to me every day. And every day I feed them scraps of bread and cornmeal. And they come back. And as they come back, they are nourished and fed. And as they are nourished and fed, they grow. And then one day, he says mournfully, the chicks are no longer chicks, they're chickens, and they do not return. That is the ministry of the church. Now, I remembered that little sorrowful insight one time when I was in Iowa and a close friend of mine in a neighboring parish. Now, when I say neighboring in Iowa, I mean they're exactly 40 miles apart. He called me on a Saturday afternoon, and he said, yeah, I'm feeling kind of down. I said, Mark, what's the problem? Didn't the wedding go well? I knew he had a big wedding. And he said, no, he said, the wedding went great, and that's the problem. And I said, well, what's the problem? He said, well, today I presided over the marriage of Jim and Amy. He said, I've literally known Jim his entire life. When he was a babe in arms, his parents brought him to the baptismal font. And this was a few generations ago. He said, then we sang the baptismal song of the church, which was Children of a Heavenly Father, if you can remember that Swedish tune. He said, and as his parents came, as his mother was cradling him, tears were welling up in their eyes, tears of joy, tears of wonder, and he was baptized and claimed in those waters. And then, as a young toddler, he confounded his parents. They chased him all over the church because he did what young children should do. They were crawling up and down underneath the pews, and the parents were trying to trap him. He said, but as he grew and he came to Sunday school. He was there in vacation Bible school. His parents taught him the small catechism and the creeds. He was in my confirmation class. He was confirmed at the rail just a few feet from the baptismal font where he was claimed in baptism. He said, and then he graduated. And as he graduated, we rejoiced, and he went off to college, and he brought his fiancée home. And today, I presided at their marriage, and I know that he's off to a life of his own. We fed him. We nourished him. Now, he's in God's hands. The same kind of soulful mourning happened at that wedding that happens in Henry Melchior Muhlenberg's diary. That notion that there is this pattern to a life of faith. And you see it today in the gospel lesson we receive from St. John's Gospel. This is Jesus' high priestly prayer, the prayer that he prays before his crucifixion and resurrection. It's a little different than the synoptic gospels, than Matthew, Mark, or Luke, where Jesus in Matthew, Mark, and Luke is concerned with the cup that he must drink. Here in John, Jesus' concern is with his disciples that he will leave in the world. And he prays to the Father, Father, just as you and I are one, let them be one. Just as I was sent into this dangerous world with the message of the gospel that gets me into trouble, so too I send them. So I pray that they who are in the world but not of it, that you would watch over them and keep them safe. I am entrusting them to your care. Now we hear this very same lesson every year on the seventh Sunday, the last Sunday of Easter, for a point. First of all, it drives home the point that Jesus, far from abandoning us, remember last Thursday we celebrated Ascension Day. That's the day in which the 40th day after the empty tomb, in which Jesus is ascended into heaven to seat at God's right hand. Far more than just abandoning us, God in Christ still cares for us and prays for us on a daily basis as we go our way. So it tells us that. This also tells us that in many ways, we have the same experience as Jesus. How many of us have put our children on the bus for the first time? How many of us have taken our children to camp? How many of us have sent our children out into the world or been there, given them away as they were married? How many of us have had to transition our parents to assisted living? In all those times, when we entrust a loved one to the care of someone else or a new experience in the world, we are there with Christ praying the same prayer. Dear God, please safeguard and protect them. Watch over them as they begin their new journey in life. That's a little bit different than the normal parent's prayer, which is, Dear God, please don't let it be my kid, right? It's a prayer of caring and compassion. And there are other times, too, when we ourselves believe that we are all alone in the world, when no one cares for us, when we are isolated, we need to know that in those times, God in Christ continues to hold us in prayer and intercedes for us to the Father. Dear Lord, watch over them, safeguard them, and protect them as they are in the world, not alone, but rather under your guidance. So as this season of Eastertide concludes, may we know that the presence of the risen Christ is with us forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.